Britain's Muslim community has been under significant pressure over the last few years from politicians, the media, and now the rise of the far right. But here in the north of England, far from it all, thousands of Muslim families have come from across the British Isles to rejuvenate their faith and reconnect with each other.
One of the things that everyone notices really is that there's families from all over Britain here, from north to south, east to west, and just focused here for a period of 3 to 4 days. Lots and lots of children, programmes for the youth, things for the adults. So everyone's just really in a relaxed environment, just having fun.
But this is not an event exclusive to Muslims. It's also an opportunity for Britons of other faiths to experience an Islamic environment firsthand, unhampered by media narrative.
It's a good way of them to sort of get a taste of what it feels like for 2 or 3 days to be a Muslim and to live in this sort of environment. That's a really positive thing, I think, that it just, again, is part of our connecting with people, building bridges with people.
Among those speaking at the event was a survivor of the London tube bombings who's launched an initiative for better understanding between communities in the UK.
Well, this festival, Living Islam 2011, is really about Muslim families coming together, having a bit of fun, but at the same time learning about their faith living in this country, in Britain, and exploring what it means to be British, what it means to be Muslim, and how they think about those issues together.
Another strong theme was strengthening the family unit.
But this is a camp after all, and in the spirit of camping, families have been given tents for their accommodation. Luckily for them, this time round, the weather has been good.
Zubair Hatia and his family have attended several times before and have driven several hundred miles to get here.
So it's a good middle of England base where we get together, share a few days together, and also meet other like-minded people as well.
And of course, as a family camp, all ages are catered for. Lectures and entertainment for the adults. Sports, but also team-building exercises for the youth, which organisers say are designed to help them become more active members of society. It's a side to Muslims in Britain that isn't often seen amid the sensationalist headlines in the newspapers. For some, though, the excitement was all just a bit too much. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Lincolnshire, England.